invited guests. You know the ones. Eye rolls, insecurity, it's all about me attitudes, apathy, and yank them out by the root. I want to clean house so that other, much more beneficial attributes can grow and not get choked out by uninvited invaders. And I won't settle for simply yanking out the bad stuff. The good stuff needs fertilizing. I need to hit their areas of strength, such as Boxster's fierce loyalty and admirable character, and Fury's strong work ethic, with fortifying measures of meaningful work and responsibility. Doing so will confirm that my admiration and belief in their God-given abilities is more than lip service. As confidence and character take root, they might find the strength to ward off self-doubt that leads to staggeringly destructive behaviors. Today's weed happened to be in the form of questionable language. In the offender's mind, his words are nothing compared to the trash he hears around friends. To his credit, the kid walks the high road in that area. But does his avoidance of full-out cussing warrant his use of lesser inappropriate language? He thinks I'm treating him like a baby when I jump on those things. I would point out, though, that the adults he respects in his life don't use those words, and I don't think that growing older somehow makes the use of rude words acceptable. I think my kids, in their hearts, like the thick Sharpie black boundaries, whether or not they admit it. I'm convinced even my teenager craves those dark black lines that clearly mark off the danger zones just as much as he did in the toddler years. Perhaps, however, in this case I overreacted just a little. I'm far from perfect. Frayed nerves at the end of a long day can catapult me to enforcer extraordinaire. But the kids might as well get used to that too, because yet again, life isn't fair. There will be times when a teacher, a boss, a friend, and yes, a mom overreacts or is unreasonable. They need to know how to deal with it. That said, I'm learning to see the yard from a whole new perspective. Not only does it provide an inherently productive, instantly gratifying, physically demanding environment in which to toil, it provides an excellent location for working out consequences for less than desirable behavior. Meaningful work. As we were enjoying a meal with our friends Scurry and Barbara, John offered a response to the question, "What have y'all been up to?" "Well, Kay is bent on making the kids productive." "Oh, we've heard." I defended myself. "Listen, kids are way overserved these days. I'm tired of it. Some might mock, but I can tell you when I've given them the chance to work, and when I've endured the complaining long enough to actually follow through, the result almost always involves positive self-esteem, sometimes even a desire to do more." This couple isn't new to the arena of making kids work.